You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning. Welcome back to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della. I am here with Ross Sabaki. Hoping you caught last week's episode, we laid the foundation, why social media matters and how to pick your platform.
Yeah, and just to interrupt you, I think like you got off pretty easy when we ended last show. I asked you the question about comments, a nice reply to it, but I just couldn't get it out of my head. And I want to know, are you the type of person that reads every comment? Or are you the person that really tries not to read them?
Okay, this goes back to our episode when we talked about the predictive index assessment.
Fair.
And do people care? Do they not care? You know, are you assertive? Are you impatient? I am someone that you say something to me, I tell you I have thick skin. I don't really have thick skin. It's paper thin. Yes, I read every comment. I've cried. I've been yeah. happy and cocky Carla, like, oh, I'm so great. And I've felt terrible. And then you also get crazies, Ross. Okay, you open this up.
I expected I'd get this last time.
Oh, my God. You will get guys asking me to marry them, and you can tell they're from other countries. It's all a scam.
Oh, sure.
You have to be very careful with all of that. You get females. You can tell they're bots.
Just by
their profile picture.
Yep.
They're really men from Nigeria trying to take all our money.
Yep.
I've been trying to friend you and send you roses. Ross, you cannot believe all the things. You all will get these crazies. It's worth it, though. Just block and delete. It's worth it.
And that's what you do. So you go through and manage them, the ones that you think are bots or you didn't want to, don't spend any time with. You just block them and move on.
Correct. And if they say something super cruel, just delete it. I mean, I'm telling you all, this is worth it. The number one tip on, and again, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, whether it's LinkedIn, you connect with everybody that it recommends you connect with, and you accept everybody who wants to be connected with you on any of those platforms. If they become a weirdo, just delete and block. That is how you grow your network. When people say, but I don't know enough people, the way algorithms work, they're going to connect you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see the same thing in LinkedIn, right? There's all these people that are advised that you have similar connections. And once you do that, it starts to spread out, right? Because now you've connected with five more people. Those five more people, now it's found 20 more people that have similar connections, and you can keep building upon it.
Exactly. So we are going to talk about, when we come back from the commercial break, what to post, how do you post, and then how do you actually make money off of this stuff?
God, those are good topics.
Those are really good topics. And I mentioned in our last episode, just beginning with social media, what we've already earned. And now we're getting better and better. You are listening to What's the Difference? We're going to break for a commercial break. See you back on the other side. You're listening to Gina Dell and Ross Sabaki. Welcome back to What's the Difference? I am Gina Dell. I'm here with Ross Sabaki. And we are talking about how social media can help you grow your business, no matter how small or large it is.
Correct.
All right. Let's just review quickly. Why does social media matter? 70% approximately of all Americans are on social media. We've already talked about the world before. It is free access to customers, both locally and globally. So depending whatever it is your business is, it's local and global, they are going to buy from people they know, they like, and they trust. Sounds pretty similar to what we tell our sales reps when they're home.
Yeah, correct. It's a trusted source because you can go through and look at that person, see all the other things that they've talked about. If I see an advertisement on TV for Pella, I can't see past that advertisement. That's the only message I get.
That's a great, great point. So even if you're selling... I'm sorry, even if you're not selling online, people do check you out online.
Yes.
That is so common. Okay, and I want you to think about the platforms. Pick your platform. If you've never done this before, if you're new to it, Instagram is going to be a visual. It's great for food. Are you a bakery? Starting like my little my daughter-in-law has a cute little business called Della's Dough. She makes sourdough bread. Fashion, home, wellness, that's going to be more Instagram-y. Facebook is going to be a local reach. Community engagement. Also older demographics.
For Facebook.
Yeah, I might fall into that. Mm-hmm. And then LinkedIn, of course, is professional services. It's consultants and it's B2B.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So let's talk about what do you post? So now you're on Instagram. You are a bakery. How fun is it to post probably your most best-selling item that people wait in line for? You can post a little story because stories are what people watch on Instagram. And you can speed it up on how did they make that cream-filled donut.
Yeah, and this is how I would say it, is if you're trying to think about the content, what you should post is, what I would say is think about what are you passionate about. And if you pick that and that's the thing you post about, or like you said, talk about, your passion is going to come through that message.
Mm-hmm. And how often is approximately 3 times a week on each of the platforms? That does not matter because repetition, repetition, repetition. It takes 3 times for somebody to remember who you are.
Yep.
We do recommend 3 times a week. And then what are we posting? So we're on Facebook, for example, because that's where we're starting. A live, it do not go longer than 2, max 3 minutes. And make it fun. Make it engaging. Teach on that live versus selling. You should only 20% of that Facebook Live should be selling whatever it is you're trying to sell. 80% is informing. What and make it fun and exciting because you have 3 seconds.
You're first, exactly.
If they do not like what you're saying, they're done. They're gone. They're gone.
Here's a question for you. When you're talking about the time frame, do you know, is there a better time to post a message, meaning the time of the day or Saturday, Sunday? Is there a better time for that message to be posted?
Wow, such great questions. I didn't even expect. Tuesdays and Thursdays are absolutely the best day. I'm so glad I know
the answer to the question. Yeah, this wasn't even a softball, too. I wanted to know.
Woo! Thank goodness I know the answer. Tuesdays and Thursday mornings are when people look at all the platforms the most, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., wherever they live, their respective time zone.
Hold on. So what you're saying, and audience, this was definitely not a softball. I really wanted to know that. So you're saying Tuesdays and Thursdays between 9 and 11 is when most posts are viewed, which means that most people are doing it while they're at work. That's
what
I got.
Well, and we're talking about doing it around your business.
The audience. Those people when you're posting and all those people that are looking at it, they're also looking at it when they're at work.
So when you post or do a live, what we're going to conclude with is you for sure need to pin the post. What does that mean? It's at the top of your feed. You do that in all of the platforms because when you look at stuff, you could go on Ross's Facebook page and see something from 3 days ago, but really he just made a live an hour ago. That's just how Facebook works unless you pin it so it stays at the top of your feed. That is super important. And also, only 10% of all of your followers in any given platform are going to see what you posted. So first of all, we want it at the top so they see it.
Yep.
And that's if they happen to be on at that time. So how do we make sure everybody sees it? You actually tag if there are specific people you want to see it, you have to tag their name and it will be in their notifications.
And it draws them right to that spot.
Yes. That is very, very important. Okay. When we come back from our commercial break, we are going to talk about one of our top sales reps. After our commercial break, we'll be right back. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki. You know what, Ross? When we took a commercial break, I was just thinking about something you said where I was telling you, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. are literally, we know, the most popular time people are looking at their social media platforms.
And what did I say?
That means they're doing it during work, providing they work first shift. But we hope that's what's happening so they can see our 0% for 60 months while they're at work.
That's a good, valid point. As long as they're looking at PellaWI.com and not something else.
Exactly. Okay, did you hear me say that all the time? PellaWI.com.
You do.
Call us today.
It rolls off your tongue.
Yeah, PellaWI.com. Okay, we also said we were going to tell you about our number one rep that works with social media, Joe Franco. We're going to give him a little credit.
He deserves it.
Yes, he deserves it. And what he does is he brings the homeowner, he gets permission, because this is so personal to them. Would you all agree most of your biggest investment is your home?
Yes.
It's a lot of money. And we take, Joe will have them take a before picture with him, an after picture, because it is so personal and it's so beautiful when you see that done. Or an entry door, for example.
Yep, front of the house.
Front of the house. How many of you listening take a picture of your children on the front porch in front of your front door for the first day of school every single year?
Yeah. Yep. Correct. Or Halloween or Christmas.
Right.
Yep.
It is such, it's the lipstick on your house, by the way, your front door. And how does this work? Joe posts it. He shares it with his friends. It's on his personal page. He asks the homeowner first to also friend him so he can tag them. But you know what Joe's really good at doing? Because we talked about only 10% of your friends will ever see a post unless you pin it.
Yep.
He asks his friends to share the post. He lets them know he's going to do this and asks specific friends that he can count on, will you share my post? Now that goes to their Facebook pages, which they might have 2,000 followers, 3,000 followers, and he'll incentivize them. I'll give you a Starbucks gift card if you share it. You know, whatever it is, an Amazon gift card. And now you've exposed yourself to 2,000 people, 3,000 people, depending who these people are friends with. He also tells his family and friends, I mean, the family, will you please? Now the homeowner who's on there, he teaches them to share it. They ask for referrals, that call to action. And remember, we talked about on one of our shows, the radio station, the acronym WIFM, what's in it for me?
Oh, for me, yes, yes.
Joe is a master at letting them know what's in it for them. Whether it is that gift card, whether it's maybe a little percentage off their next window project.
Well, I think some of it too is, that's absolutely true. And what the part that I always get that I really like is that organic side of it. So if you think of, because it again, it's an emotional thing. A lot of times he has the family in front of, right, they're in the picture. And so when they share that, what happens is his other customers that he's, right, they become friends, part of his Facebook family, they see that same thing of another person and they actually like it as well, right? It's, and those are all organic.
Right, and then that goes back to all those comments or reaction. If someone likes it, loves it, puts an emoji, that's called a reaction. You should take the time to reach out to each of those. That's why we're doing this. It is the cheapest advertising you will ever have. Reach out. You might not get a response. What if you got one response a day? That is well worth it.
Yep. And it makes them feel good too, right? That's the other part. It makes them feel good that he is replying back. They'll like it. He says, you know, thank you very much, right? And it develops that relationship.
Do you own a clothing store? Do you own a boutique? Think of all, I'm doing girls. Or we talked about Katie from Sweet Tax. All these things, you, if she's posting, those customers are seeing that. You're seeing before and after pictures, right? She can post that. Clothing, your favorite customer came in. Make them feel good. Do a live while they're shopping for 1 minute or 2 minutes on whatever the sale is.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are the immediate things, right? Is like you said, that's the immediate posting that you're going through, the reactions for it. But what happens too is you start to build that library, right? There's that asset library that you start to build of all the different projects or the posts that you put together that can be extremely useful for you. Number one. Number two is if I'm a customer and I'm going and I'm looking at your post, I can see the length and how much you've put, right? And that builds almost a credibility to that company that they've been around for a long time.
Well, it brings me to the next little tip. You want to use the three E's. You want to educate. Teach something useful. Three ways to save money on windows in our case. You want to entertain. I don't know. I think you guys torture me. So hopefully there's a titch of entertainment. You want to share relatable content, behind the scenes, and bloopers. Poor Greg. He is editing all the time.
Oh, just
so
wait
many
for
bloopers.
Your blooper reel. It's coming.
Oh, good gravy. You want to engage. Ask questions. Do fun polls. Make it personal, not just about your business. Do you prefer Campbell's or, I don't know, Progressive? Do you like Craft or I'm trying to think.
I was
different.
Like,
I'm not good
I don't
at that.
Know what
okay,
the other
that
ones
was a
are.
Bad example because I do polls.
Chevy
on.
Or Ford.
Okay, there you go. Chevy or Ford. Start conversations. Get people engaged in fun things. Don't get political. Don't get political. Don't talk about religion. But the three E's: educate, entertain, and engage. When we get back, I'm going to give you some last-minute tips on content ideas again. We're going to keep throwing these different things at you. You're listening to What's the Difference? We'll be right back. Welcome back to What's the Difference? Okay, as promised, we're going to go over a few more content ideas.
Some tips.
Okay, day in a life. Day in the life, not a life. Day in the life. So what does that look like in your brain? What about time lapse of a project, Ross?
Yeah, I mean, those are great ones. And it doesn't matter what you do, but it is something because if you think about, like, so let's say our business, right? I know very intimately well of like how a window gets installed, a door gets installed, but that doesn't mean that other people do. So that's something that's interesting. You mentioned someone that makes, you know, the bakery goods. Actually, it'd probably be pretty interesting to see a time lapse of how do you turn all that material into the dough and the shaping of the dough, all those different things. Those are really interesting.
For us, people's most... the scariest part of the journey when people buy windows, it's not getting the price. They're expecting the price.
Yes.
It's the actual installation is what causes the most angst. So that's a great...
Yeah, they just don't know.
They just don't know. Speaking of, did you know fun facts is a great... whether it's personal fun facts or with regard to your business. What about product spotlights?
Well, I think products are great because that's... again, we go back to that passion. That's something that, generally speaking, you probably are passionate about something that... of something, a service you provide or a product that you have. And if you can talk about that, that passion will come through and people will see that. And then they generally just get excited as you are excited explaining it.
You know, maybe with you just saying that, if I had to describe or say what people comment about me the most, it's that I'm passionate.
Yes.
Everything I do, I'm passionate about. Well, it's not everything. I only spend time on the things I care about and am passionate about. And it's important because people feel that. So if you're just so-so on something, don't bring it up because it's a waste of your time.
Yep.
And time is too valuable. Local shout-outs and collaborations. That's a great content piece of content as well.
And think of, and I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
That, think about that one too is it's can be the internal people, right? Because it's all these people that make all of our companies, just like our company good. It's the all the people. That's like every business. So you have probably a lot of really good key people that work maybe inside. Maybe they're outside, they're delivery people. It's those shout outs too that are just as important because then you can allow customers to get to know what makes up your business.
This is why Ross makes me so good. He makes me better every day. I'm visualizing to help all of you visualize now with what he just said. Mm-hmm. All of our internal customers. It takes a village. When you purchase windows from cradle to grave, it starts with you making the appointment. Someone has to answer the phone and do that for you. And then we come out. A sales rep comes out. And then you make the purchase. We have an order verifier. Mm-hmm. Then we have the installation.
Well, you got the internal people inside first.
Right. You have the project coordinators, everybody scheduling, making sure everything's all set, ordering the product, making sure everything's the perfect size, all the materials for the job site.
Yep.
Then, of course, the installer. The rep comes back out to do a visit when applicable. And you could be showing all those team members and what they do. Every week could be highlighting a different person and a different step in your business. Oh, Ross, you're so good. You are so good. What about customer testimonials,
Ross? I thought
Ross?
We could stop right where you just said. You're so good, we could end the show. We're good. Punch it out.
We still have one more minute, so go ahead. Customer testimonials.
Well, yeah, customer, I mean, that's huge, right? I think it's, we can say how amazing we are, but coming from the customer, it's, that is the best form of flattery that we could ever have. And that doesn't matter. I go back to your bakery. For someone to say how amazing that tasted from a customer speaks volumes to the baker saying it's amazing, right? And I think so much so, I think this is something I want us to talk about in the future. I want us to talk about the customer testimonials and how do we ask customers for those? What are the best type, you know, to get those naturally?
Perfect. Yeah. Great way to end. Okay, you guys, next week, are you managing your time correctly, wisely? Your wife will be happy that we're helping you with this. See you next week. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ.